Guys, whatever you say now is on tape. Okay. Teda Tel Days, page 40, end of the second column. Okay, yesterday we learned that Yitzchak wanted to bless Esav because he wanted to elevate him. The prayer, it ended up to be Yaakov, so So how does he give the bracha to Yaakov? So he said he wanted to reveal in Yaakov Avinu a higher level than world, a higher level than Ishtaushus, a level of tshuva, and that's what he wanted to reveal within Yaakov Avinu, Mitala Shemayim Mishmani Yaretz. So he says, L'cheira, now he's asking a question, Yaakov is Kedusha. So what do you mean, you're going to bring more Kedusha? He is Kedusha. Ahav goes up to understand, Hallo Yaakov, Ubuchin is Kedusha. Yaakov is the level of Kedusha. Even without all this, all the artists, all the revelations from above of Adicham Pin Vavo and Chochman Bina. So, L'cheira, why does Yaakov Avinu need the bracha to be Mamshech Kedusha into Yaakov Avinu? He is the epitome of Kedusha. Achabrocha betesis Haribo Yam Shochum Umbaila Megadir Ishtaushas. But the all Indian of blessing Yaakov was to reveal within Yaakov a level higher than normal. Like it says, what was the bracha v'yitin l'cha? Mitala shemayim mishmani aretz, right? And he explained before, tala shemayim is that level, shemani aretz is the level chachma bina, v'reiv dogim v'sirish, an abundance of grain. Okay? He says, it says in the Medrash, what does that refer to? Elu halachas v'agadis. Dagon and Sirish, which are basically grain and wine, represents halacha, which is grain, the wheat, the bread and butter. And Tirish is the Haggadah, which is the secrets of Torah, which is the level of wine. Shenislab Shablavushim Gashmin, which dress themselves into Gashmiistic or things like Zorim Bechesed. V'chein kol ha-teira sipurim ha-isis. All the stories of Teira. V'chein neviim. The same thing, the stories of the prophets. L'moshe. Sheif the mice of Shimshin. The story with Shimshin and Pelegish Begiva. That one, Binyamin, you know, the whole story with the Pelegish Begiva. They chopped up the girl. It's a whole story. V'chein kol ma'isim alochim v'sipurim ha-isim begemara. The rabbi Barbachana. The Gemara in Bava Basra has like 3-4 pages of Rabba Bar Bachon in the 5th parak of Bava Basra. The Gemara says over there, Amar Rabba Bar Bachon Lididi Chazali. I saw this. He saw various craziest things that the Rishonim write was really a cholim. He didn't actually see them. He saw them in a dream. So he says all these, so to speak, not normal stories that took place. So what's the story with them? Hakol meruv is ben seidus hateira. In fact, Dr. Rebbe says in Kuntas Sacharin, Dr. Rebbe says you have to learn between Mincha and Ma'ariv, you have to learn Ein Yaakov. He says you have to learn Halacha and Ein Yaakov, which are the stories of the Gemara. And he says, then he adds, Sharev seidus hateira gnuzim bo. The most of the secrets of the Torah are hinted to and alluded to in the stories of the Gemara. That means all the stories of the Gemara is not a storybook. It's not a bedtime storybook. All the stories in the Gemara bring out deeper secrets of Torah than the halachas of Torah. So he says, what's the whole union of Tirish v'yitzar, Tirish v'dagam v'sirish? Sirish is wine. So dagam means the wheat, the lechem, the bread, which refers to the basic, the revealed Torah. And then you have wine, which refers to the stories of Torah, which represent the deeper level, the secrets of Torah. All the actions of mitzvah, shaydei sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, tefillin, gashmiim, that through sukkah, the physical, in other words, what Dalton Rebbe is saying, the deepest levels of godliness are revealed dafke in stories and in physical mitzvahs. No, Tirish in Teda is wine.
Wine represents
secrets. It's hidden in the grape. Okay.
As a
The Shri Gajliam Shachas Ein Tal Baruch Hu Shalamai Lamai Lamai Ishtalshnus should be infinitely greater than world Shalafi Erech V'Seder Ishtalshnus, meaning according to the normal level of world's action is the lowest of the lowest levels, right? You have even thought, speech, and action. So thought is higher, speech is higher, and action is the lowest. So therefore, its mitzvah is made is very, very limited. In order to have a revelation of Elokus, to have this super great revelation of godliness, higher than worlds, to come even into the physical aspects of Torah, is Yitzchok Daika, is only through Yitzchok. In other words, Alter Rebbe is explaining, Yitzchok wanted to bless Yaakov and Esav, basically. Esav tell Avadim, Yaakov, the reality was to give Yaakov into, Ilchayri asks, Yaakov is Kedusha, what does he need the Brach of Yitzchok to be more Kedusha? So he says, Yaakov's level of Kedusha was the Kedusha of Atzilis, of worlds, holiness in world. Yitzchok wanted to reveal a deeper level of Kedusha, a deeper level of, say, of level of Kedusha in Yaakov Avinu that comes from higher than world. And because it's a revelation that comes higher than world, therefore it's able to come down in the lowest of the lowest in stories of Torah, which are not seemingly great brilliance, you know, the stories, and into the physical mitzvahs. And he says, who accomplishes that? Why did Yitzchok give this bracha, not Avraham Avinu? Because Yitzchok is the level of gvura, of severity, meaning, which is kav hamida, which is the level of limitation. That measures, this should be chochem, and this should be mishab nimshul teisus erd, v'gilu gambasiya gashmi. In other words, like this, like he's going to explain, the bracha that Yitzchok gave was v'yitan l'cho alakim. He said v'yitzvah Shabbos. V'yitan l'cho alakim. Alakim should give, and he's learning, the Alter Rebbe explained, these brachas are super great. Mitala shemayim, the level of dew that's going to resurrect the red, the gilui of the loss of love, such great revelations. So l'cheira, why does it say v'yitan l'cho alakim? Alakim is limitation, symptom, concealment. It should say, V'yitan l'cho Hashem. Hashem is revelation. Here we're talking about the super great revelations that Yitzchok is going to be Mamshech, and Yitzchok himself is Gevura. But he says, that's why the Pasuk, V'yitan l'cho Elokim. Because this bracha has to come from a super Gevura, powerful level that could reveal these brachas into Gashmistika world. And he said, "V'zel v'yitin l'cho alikim, gam b'chin is tzimtzum, also the level of tzimtzum, which is alokim, v'koy v'yitin al-b'chin is havaya." And v'yit, now he says like this. He says, "Kerech ha-sada," right before v'yitin l'cho, the pasuk says, "V'yarech ha-sreach, re'ei re'ach b'ni," see the smell of my son, "Kerech ha-sada," like the smell of the field, Gan Eden, Asher Berachei Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, that Hashem blessed. Then the Shishi, and right away begins the bracha, V'yitein L'cho Alekim. Now, when it says V'yitein, means he should give. That refers to the level of the word right before it. Berachei Hashem, V'yitein L'cho Alekim. That means he's combining, so to speak, the level of Havaya with the level of Alekim. Because he said Berachei Hashem, and then V'yiten,
the previous part.
Yeah, because V'yiten, he should give.
The previous part,
and then he says Elokim.
But he thinks he's giving it to Esau.
Yeah, but he says that we learned already because he wanted to bring those levels. But he said, but the factually was Yaakov. So what does it mean? The emes is that the bracha was given to Yaakov. So now the question is, if Yaakov is kedusha, what does he need the bracha for? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining because he's bringing down a level of Kedusha that Yaakov Avinu on his own doesn't have.
So that's
Yaakov Avinu is the Kedusha of, you know, like Yeshev Yeholim, learning the tzaddik, the perfect man, you know, the perfect person. But then you have the level of Tshuva. Like we mentioned Shabbos. Esav was not in the Shabbat, in the Zoom class. Esav wasn't born bad. Even though he, when Rivka walked by a church, he kicked, he wanted to go out. Huh? He chose to be bad. But by nature, his purpose was to fight evil, and he chose to lose to evil. But he was given the ability to fight evil, and that's even higher than the tzaddik. The tzaddik is not fighting evil, because he has no evil. So the person, the Beinoni for that matter, or the normal person, that fights evil, that level is an advantage over the tzaddik. Except Esav, if Esav would have won against evil, he would have been much greater level than Yaakov.
But Yaakov wasn't fighting against his own evil, he was fighting against the evil of Esav.
I understand, but the hardest evil to fight is your own.
He was also given the power to fight his own evil.
Right. And this is the bracha that he wanted to give him. Yitzchak wanted to give him the bracha. We'll see in a second.
Previously, you said
the
vav achibur is to bring
the... Not only vav achibur, adding. V'yit and vav is meisif.
Right. So the pasuk starts with a vav.
Yeah.
Are we learning?
So this is to connect, to bring the Hashem.
Avay intalokim, which is the unity of both together, meaning you're revealing a level above both. Yeah. Who was the firstborn?
No,
I'm saying, who was the firstborn?
No, Yitzchak. Is Yitzchak higher than Yaakov?
Yeah.
Is that what he's going to be learning here?
Yes, and therefore he was able to give the bracha to Yaakov, or to Esav, but he wanted to give Esav. Yeah. What? He's saying that the level of Gvura can bring down that level of Kedusha. And he says, like the pasuk before that says, Hashem, Yukivavki blessed them. And he says, and not only that, he says like this, not only was Yitzchak because of the super level of Gvura, even to Yitzchak, the bracha came unknowingly. When Yitzchak gave the bracha, he thought he's giving it to Esav. That means he's bringing down a level of Kedusha that even he didn't know of it. Because again, he thought he was giving Esav. And he says that Gamzeis b'lidaitos Yitzchak. In other words, it's such a high level, it can't even come into the rationale of Yitzchak. And therefore he had to give it. It says, the Gemara says, Mashiach will come b'hesach hadas. Hesach hadas means without knowing about it, without realizing it. So the Rebbe asks, L'chayra, what do you mean? Achakale b'chol yom sheyavi, every day you believe in Mashiach. What do you mean he's going to come without thinking about it? So one of the explanations is that the level of Mashiach is coming completely irrational. Meaning, when Seichel says it's impossible for Mashiach to come,
he comes.
That's when he comes.
Like now.
Yeah, you better believe it. You know, 20 years ago we thought the world can't get worse, and 50 years ago we thought the world can't get worse, and you know, it's still pretty going pretty well. It's still good. But we learned when we were Bachim in high school by Rabbi El Khan. So he was telling, he was screaming at us. Anyway, so he told us we're the worst class he ever had. That doesn't mean it. We happen to be a very good class. We were the worst class. So he asked him, even last year's class, because last year was the one he thought for me and said, yep, even worse than them. So he says, Rak Bachicha b'mirma, meaning with trickery. And again, why did the bracha have to come not normal? He had to steal the bracha. Hashem could have made it in direct way. He had to, so to speak, steal the bracha. He didn't steal it, but officially, like he's taking away the bracha. It's too great of a bracha to come normal. Like we said, Mashiach can't come from a normal relations. It has to come from Light and his daughters. I mean, all those things. Okay, in Yeshamru. Lav is Chusitalia Milsa. Sometimes the Gemara is an expression, it's not the schus that is dependent on, ala b'mazi talu milsa. Okay? It's something, the mazel, you got it. In other words, sometimes the Gemara says, you don't deserve it, it's just your mazel that you got it. What does that mean in spiritual terms? Inyan b'schus, merit means based on my behavior. Right? If you deserve it, that means you behaved well. So that's world, that's ishtalshalis. Shakach roile, so is fit for him. Mashen kim b'mazel. Hula maila milifnei erech avshenu roi. Meaning, even if you don't deserve it, your mazel, when a guy has good mazel, doesn't mean necessarily he deserves it. He just has good mazel.
What about zechut avot?
That also helps. That's only though if you follow in the good footsteps of the parents.
Oh.
What do you think?
But if the parents don't have any zechut, you can...
A Jew once walked into a restaurant and on the wall, it wasn't... The guy didn't look too very religious, the owner. But on the wall, there was a big picture of a man with a beard. So the guy says, "You're not trusting me? Look, that was my grandfather." So the guy said to him, "If you would be on the wall and your grandfather would be here, I'd trust him." Okay, now why did this brach have to come to Yaakov Avinu? So the Rebbe says now, to fix the Eitz Hadas. Yaakov Avinu, says in the Gemara in Zayar, was main shufra the Adam Arishin. Yaakov Avinu was the glory of Adam Arishin. Now, Chet Eitz Hadas, v'anochash ha-ya'orum, the nochash was the most cunning. Cunning is not normal way, it's the trickery way. So Eitz Hadas also came not with normal way. So now Yaakov Avinu was being blessed by Yitzchak to rectify the Eitz Hadas. It also came through trickery. The snake tricked Chava and Adam to eat from the tree. He says, "Shoyagamkin b'mima pita shel nochash." It was the seducing of the nochash. Shayade through the Chet Eitz Hadas, nisgashmo elamis. The world became very corrupt. V'nasa ir of gashmis beruchnis, and gashmis and ruchnis came. Like we said, it says in Chiddush that before the Eitz Hadas, there was good and bad in the world. Because it says, Eitz Hadas Tevara. There was good and bad. But before the Eitz Hadas, good and bad were separate, distinctively separated. Good was good and bad was bad. When Adam Rishon sinned, we learned recently, when Adam Rishon sinned in the Eitz Hadas, so he mixed, ain't there's no good without bad, there's no bad without good. So he homogenized, so to speak, the good and bad of the world. So where did that homogenization of good and bad come? Through trickery of the sin of Eitz Hadas. So now what was supposed to happen? Yaakov was supposed to be blessed by Yitzchak, also with trickery, like the Nochash, to rectify the Eitz Hadas. Yeah, Matan Torah actually did it. Rectified the Eitz Hadas. The Zohar says the expression when Matan Torah happened, Pascha Zuhamosan. Zuhama is like sweat, filth, impurity. So it said Matan Torah happened, Pascha Zuhamosan, the evil that exists in the world ceased. Meaning, the Eitz Hadas Matan Torah undid the Eitz Hadas. Eitz Hadas brought evil into the world mixed with good. Matan Torah undid the Eitz Hadas. What happened though? 40 days later when they sinned in the ego redid the Eitz Hadas. And therefore the sin of the ego, Hashem says, b'yem pakti pakadati. Anytime you get me angry with any sin, I'm going to remember the ego. Why is that so bad? Because the ego redid the Eitz Hadas. Matan Torah took it off and the ego did it again. Why did Hashem do it that way? Very simple. Matan Torah, the Jews were a level of tzaddikim. Came out of Mitzrayim, newborn babies, prepared 49 days. They're in the level of a tzaddik. So that level of rectifying Eitz HaDaas was a tzaddik level that rectified the Eitz HaDaas. So why did Hashem make him serve the eagle? As Hashem said, because you got to get ready for Mashiach. We need a greater level. And therefore, therefore we needed the Jews to sin, became Bali Tshuva Yom Kippur, and then the rectifying of the egg, which is still going on now, by the way, is the level of Tshuva rectification, which is even higher than the level of Matan Torah. But this is all the plan. From one extreme to the next. What did Yitzchak Avinu in blessing? He says, what did Yitzchak Avinu do? He revealed to Yaakov Avinu, Mital Hashemayim Umishmani Haaretz, from the highest of levels into the Gashmiest world. And he says, interesting, if Yaakov Avinu didn't get the brachis, the way it is lemaila. Then, if Yaakov Avinu didn't get the brachas, and that's why it's such a great thing, the brachas Yaakov Avinu, that allowed Matan Torah to come into Gashmias. If not, Matan Torah, if Yitzchok didn't give the bracha to Yaakov in Gashmias, take away, he said, if Yaakov Yaakov a brachas, Hayanim Shemin HaTorah would have been only Ruchnias Levad, the way it is lemaila. Or like it says, V'chadal Shichma, this Alter Rebbe concludes, Kadal Shichma means Rivka came and the kado, the pitcher was on her shoulder. Right? And then he said, do you have any water for me? So it says, in Zayar, kado, Siddur brings it down all over the place. Kado, Chav Dalet, is the 24 books of scriptures. Okay? Because the hey at the end is just like a vowel. It's the kado. So Al Shichma, that's the way it's above the shoulder, meaning only in Ruchni, it's not coming into Gashmias. So that would be if Yaakov Avinu didn't get the brachas.
And now that we've got the brachas?
So Matan Torah was able to come into Gashmias.
Otherwise, we would get no mitzvahs? No mitzvahs?
Then we wouldn't get Gashmias to come mitzvahs.
But they wouldn't have done this sin of ego.
If Adam and Eve didn't sin, 1 minute. If Adam and Eve didn't sin, what would be? If my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a covered wagon. I mean, like, if. But they did. That was the plan.
Yeah.
The plan was to sin.
That's right.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That if Matan Torah, if they wouldn't have done the Egel afterward, it would have been pretty boring.
We wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so. But the plan was that we should be here today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Many times this happened and the world was finished and then it recreated.
But every time it goes like this. The world was great, yeah. It went down. It went up higher than before. But then it went down. Then it went higher than before. That's the way it is. Until so ultimately, like now we're in the stage of down, 2,000 years. Because the upper is the ultimate up. And that's the Gili of Mashiach. That's the whole purpose of creation.
It sounds like a quarantine.
No, it sounds like...
Get better.
It's like real estate cycle. It goes down and then next time it goes higher than the last peak.
Like or the stock market.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's it. We finished the maimon. So what do you want me to do?
You're shortchanging us.
More, like, more.